When I was growing up in Vietnam, we always joked that don't listen to what the communists say, look at what they do. And it's important for us to remember this reality that no man-made institution or government could ever create or establish the kingdom of God amongst us. Huh? The kingdom of God is not something humanistic or materialistically or humanly created. The kingdom of God is when each and every one of us as members of the church choose to seek God first. And that's why Jesus tells us that the signs, the miracles and the things that he has done to heal those who were being pushed away from society and those who were often ignored and abandoned by society, so that the good news is being proclaimed to them by his action, by his not only his words but by his life and his deeds. He was the presence of the kingdom of God. So us too, sometimes we chase after these false prophets or those people who say, hey, look at me, I have the word of God, or look at me, I speak on behalf of the church, or look at me because I am God's messenger, this and that. Well, don't believe them for what they say. Don't take people at their words, but see with their own lives if they're humble or not. In the church, there is a true foundation that the spiritual masters and the saints have told us in Latin, humilitas veritas est. Humility is the truth. If the person is not humble and willing to let God change him or her first, then no matter how eloquent or elegant or pious or truthful, quote-unquote, this message or these words might sound, don't believe in them. Believe in the life that they live. Believe in the action that they are given, not just in the empty words. We spend so much time as human beings trying to chase after ideologies, trying to chase after everything that we try to replicate or duplicate or try to create the kingdom of God here. We spend so much time chasing after things that do not give us peace, and destroy our hope in God's goodness. So therefore, as we get closer and closer to Christmas time, we need to remember that if we conform our lives to Jesus Christ and allow our own life of discipleship to change us deep from within, then the kingdom of God is already with us. Because God is the one that we love, and God is the one that we serve, and we don't have to pretend or prove ourselves to anyone else, for we already know who we belong to, and God has our hearts.